This is Reuven Levy. With Hashem's help, we're learning the book Gan HaShalom, The Garden of Peace, in the Hebrew version, page 179, chapter 7. Did the poor of your house come first? So we were learning at the close of the last shiur about the Baal Chesed, the person who does a lot of Chesed with everyone else but not at home. What a mistake it is to think that just because a person does lots of good deeds outside the home that he can ignore his family, put his wife in last place instead of first place. It's not correct. Not what Hashem wants. We all have a different Yetzirah, and some people's Yetzirah is dressed up in the form of doing good deeds. And that gets me off the hook. Gets me off the hook from my responsibilities at home. Because I'm out there doing good things. It's still a Yetzirah. The Yetzirah dresses up like the Yetzirah. Doesn't come dressed like a Yetzirah. And the bigger your neshama, the bigger the Yetzirah. What does it mean, the bigger the Yetzirah? It means the more crafty, the more devious. Doesn't mean it's more scary. Doesn't mean it's like a bigger lion. No, that's the opposite. When you've got a bigger Yetzirah, it's more tricky. It looks more like a rav. When you are nothing, your Yetzirah looks like a Yetzirah. When you are getting closer in your Avodat Hashem, then the Yetzirah starts to look more like Moshe Rabbeinu. No, come, let's go, save the world. Gee, don't worry about the kids. Come, let's go save the world. We're going to do good things, right? That's what the Yetzirah looks like. It's bigger, it's huge. Still a Yetzirah, and it's still not the right thing to do. So we're still talking a little bit about that subject. Tzrichim leitbonen. Person needs to consider. Why does this husband, the one we talked about, the one who's full of chesed for everyone else, why does he hold his wife in last place? Hayim hu rasha. Maybe he's a rasha. He's an evil person. The Rav answers, no. He's not an evil person. Aval hu shachach et haklal, but he forgot the rule. Aniye betecha kodmin, the poor of your household come first. What does that mean? So explain as follows. Kamuva, like it's brought in the Gemara. Tanei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks the teachers, Im kesef telaveh etami etani imach. There's a pasuk in the Torah in Shemot that says money should lend to your people, to the poor of your people. What do you learn from that? So the brighter comes to teach, Rabbi Yosef comes to teach, if you have what Ami Venochri, if you have someone from your people and a non-Jew, Ami Chodem, your people come first. If you've got 100 shekels to give tzedakah, and you've got two people come to you, a Jew and a non-Jew, so the Jew comes first. Well, you can argue about whether you split it 50-50, but we're talking general terms. The Pasuk comes to say, right, the Pasuk in Shemot, that you should give to your Ani and Imach, the poor that is with you, the poor that's from your nation, Ami. So what does that teach you? It teaches you if you've got a Jew and a non-Jew, the Jew comes first. Ani va'ashir, it also comes to teach you if you've got a poor person and a rich person, and you need to lend to one of them. They both want to borrow $100. Which one do you lend to? Ani kodem, the poor one comes first. Aniyecha va'ani irecha. And if you have your own poor, or the poor of your city, your own poor come first. Aniyecha va'ani irecha. If you have poor in your city, or poor in a different city, Aniyecha kodem, the poor of your city come first. That's all in Baba Metzia. Look over there, page Ayin Aleph. So the list of who you should give to is set out. Torah teaches us.
What if you choose not to follow the list?
So you're going against the words of the Rabbanim. What does it mean? It means if you have the choice. So if I happen to be in, I know, I'm visiting the Tivat. Someone comes over to me and asks for money. I don't say, I'm sorry, I can't give you. I live in Jerusalem and I'm already in the Tivat and there's no point giving to my... No, but if I'm in a situation where I actually do have that choice, if I have a situation that comes through my door two letters from two chesed organizations that need money, and I'm only going to give to one of them, I'm not going to give to both, I'm going to give to one, and I've got that choice, so then I should follow the rules that the Chazal sent out.
So I knew somebody who took out two full-page ads in the New York Times on behalf of Israel. Okay? On behalf of Israel. Because there was a lot of bad press, and he, just on his own, took out two full pages.
Okay.
One week, and then the next week. And yet he has relatives that could have used that money, you know, also, but he chose to spend it on those ads. And I always wondered, you know, because he was doing it for Am Yisrael.
We also have lots of relatives and lots of people who could do with the money, and we still spend money on other things. We don't take out full page ads in the New York Times, but we still spend it on other stuff. So one person, he spends it on full page ads in the New York Times. Another person spends it on a meal in a fancy restaurant that really doesn't need. Another person spends it on a fancy suit that's double the price of a normal suit that you could have just got away with a normal suit. And so we all waste our money. We have an obligation to give tzedakah. We have an obligation, minimum obligation, to give 10%. If this person gave 10% maaser, and he wants to spend his money on doing dumb things, some people go to Disneyland, right? It's just as dumb, it's probably worse. Right? There's a lot worse things to spend it on. It's not ideal, I agree with you, you could have used that money elsewhere. But people spend their money on a lot of stupid things. And Tom, at least he's got an argument for a good intention. But many people don't have that argument. So, Peirush Divrei Chazal, the meaning of these words of Chazal, in Motzei Adam Latet Tzedakah or Havah, if a man wants to give charity or a loan, Ukiyot Sebazel, or something like that, and Yei Chesed, Inyanei Chesed, matters of kindnesses, for Rabim Hem Nitzvachim Lachach, and there are many people that need it, Nochrim, Ashirim, Anshei Yiroh, non-Jews, rich people, people of his town, Eile, Hadorim Bochavo, people who live in the street, Bechen, Bnei Beito, and even people in his own household. Lemi Yitein, who should he give to? Chazal came along to help us out, to tell us, you've got all these choices, what's good to do with your money, what should you do with it? Yatzchil Mi'anye Beito, he should begin with the poor people in his home. Im Nasher Lo, and if he has anything remaining, Yitein La'anye Rechov, then he should give to the people in his street, V'chakach La'inye Iwa, and then after that, to the people in his town. And then in city, and that's the ideal way to give, right? There's no point giving tzedakah if my wife doesn't have what to wear. Right? She also needs, not to be crazy, not my wife wants a brand new bag from, I don't know, whatever fancy shop. So that's not tzedakah already, that's keeping her happy. But if she doesn't have what to wear for Shabbos, and she's wearing the same thing that she wore for the last 4 years, because you can't afford to buy some new clothes, so she should get before the guy at the door. I appreciate the guy at the door has a big need and he wants, but that's not halakha. And I'm not here to do what I think is right. I'm here to do what Hashem thinks is right. Because that's the only truth. I have a lot of reasons in my head that are very messed up. I don't even know myself. So I can't follow my own logic. I have to follow Hashem's rules. This is what you want, Hashem. I don't understand it. I have no clue why I can't wear a pair of trousers that has shatnez in it. I have no clue. It doesn't make sense to me. You're right. It's not meant to make sense to you. You're meant to do it because I say so, and that's it. Right? And so here too. Here too, Hashem says, give to this person before that person. Why? I think that this person deserves more. Yeah, I don't care what you think. Very nice, like, you've got an opinion. Very nice you have an opinion. But we don't go by opinion in halacha. We go by what the halacha is. I think I should be able to eat what I like on Pesach. Yeah, it's very nice. It's not a halacha.
Are there restaurants open in Israel for Pesach?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Certainly in the hotels. All the hotel restaurants are open. And often a lot of the others. I've been in Mal Kamal. It's not a place to go ever, particularly not on Pesach, but we were there with some friends. Mal Kamal, here in Jerusalem.
Is that the one near the train station?
Yeah.
No,
it depends which train station. The other train station. Yeah, by Teddy Stadium. Teddy Stadium.
Teddy Stadium.
Yeah. So over there they have a it's Gehinnom. It's Mamash Gehinnom, don't go there. But I was unfortunate enough to be there once on Pesach. We were with friends and sort of we ended up there. But they had opened their food court with all the different places to eat, and all 90% of them, there's like 10, 15 different, right? They were all, at least 90% were open. And like the burger bars and the shawarma bars and right, selling Pesach bread, right? A burger with Pesach bread, which is usually made from potato flour. Right, potato flour roll. Looks identical, looks like you're eating it, right?
Exactly.
Don't know what it tastes like, didn't try it, but... Yeah, these places are all open.
It's, how should I put it? It's lethal.
It's what?
If you have asthma, it's lethal.
But if you have asthma, it's lethal. Why?
They use disulfides.
Chemicals to
keep it right. To whiten keep the potato flour white.
Oh, okay.
And if you have asthma, you will be dead within minutes.
That's for sure.
Literally.
Oh, all right, so there we go. Public warning announcement. Don't eat the Pesach bread. All right. Tom? Okay. Nimsa, it turns out, Hachiyav HaRishon Shel Adam, turns out that the primary obligation of a man, Latet L'Kruvim, is to give to his close ones, V'lo Rak Achareichem, and only after that, Yishahed to Nitzrachim, to the other people that need. When a man knows this, when he wants to do chesed, then he knows, if he wants to do chesed, he knows that the first person that you should do chesed is his wife. And then after he's done chesed to the members of his household, he has the option to add, to do more chesed to other people outside. In the street, in his neighborhood, in the whole world, then he'll get a big bracha for doing that. This is a matter which we learnt quite simply in the laws of Hilchot Tzedakah. Because the point of truth of a man, the calling card, the true sign of having true midot, is how a person acts in their own home. Right, the true test of a person is how they act in their own home, not how they act outside. How they act outside can be a big show, and often it is. How they act in their own home with their family, how they treat their family, that tells you what's really going on. People can put up a big pretense outside, and they get home, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. Zeklal nachon b'chol ha'inyanim. This rule holds true in all matters, b'vrat b'mitzvat chesed, and especially so in the mitzvah of doing chesed, kindness. She'im einom mitachek b'chesed b'rachamim mishtov, because if a person does not act with kindness and mercy towards his wife, v'zehu magaleh, with this he reveals, she'kol chasto sheker b'chazav, he reveals that all of his other kindness is really a lie and a cheat. But davkei mishto yoter meyim yodav, and specifically with his wife more than with his kids. Ki arben hashem mitnahagim tovim yeladehem, because there are many people who do act very nicely to their children. Avalim neshotem, but with their wives, enam mativim kara'ui hashem yochem, they don't act appropriately, hashem save us. Shezek kasher latzmo pugam nora, and this is a big blemish for the person. Because it shows he doesn't love his wife, only his children. Right? There are people like that. They have, so to speak, given up on their wives. Their wives argue back, children don't. Children show the father a lot more love than the wife does. She's upset with him. Children have no reason to be upset with their father. So the children are very nice and kind and loving, and he's very happy with the kids. So he showers them with gifts, with attention, with love, and his wife's not so interested. It's not the way. It's not correct.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I know the situation. They now divorce. But it was the situation with the men, no, the devotion to separate. And the wife felt the stairs down. And the child started to laugh. The child was laughing because the mother fell the stairs down.
Fell down the stairs.
He think the fault was her, that they were separate. Understand? So the father gave only love to the child, but not to the wife. So the child is very connected to the man, but not to the mother.
Very messed up.
Big problem, they now divorced, but the child here, for the name is the father like something great.
Oi. The kach kotev Rabbeinu on Rav Chaim Vital. This is what Rav Chaim Vital says. Talmid Echad Miyuchad L'Arizal, the main student of the Arizal, the Kadosh, said, there are people who do chesed with everyone, but with members of their own household they don't act that way. They think to themselves that when they get to the next world, they're going to open for him the gates of Gan Eden. Oy lahem v'oy lenafsham, woe to them and woe to their soul. Ki lo yedu v'lo yavinu shekol maaseh chesed shelahem hevel, because they don't know and they don't understand that all their acts of kindnesses are hevel, nothing, waste of time, ever emptiness. Nimsa, turns out, rak oto adam shoaseh chesed beito, turns out that only a person who does chesed at home, and also then does chesed with other people, other creatures. Alav nemru kol hashvachim, on him we're going to speak all of the praises, b'inyan asiyat chesed, in the matter of doing chesed. V'zeh mechazek et nekudah shekol olam hazeh yacholit kayem rak hayidei shalom bayit, and this strengthens our point that we're trying to make in this chapter, that all the world is able to be fulfilled, to stand, only on account of Shalom Bayit. Sharei ha-chesed sha'alav omed, because the chesed on which the world stands, we said the world rests on three things, and one of them is chesed. So the chesed on which the world stands, hu rak chesed b'bayit, talking about chesed that's at home. That's the only chesed it can be talking about. If it's not chesed at home, it's not real chesed. Pretend chesed.
Story of the stood in the toilet. He was modest.
Yeah.
Because when you're not modest in the toilet,
we're saying over there too, Brachot, that the test of a person is how he acts when no one's watching. Is he acting modestly in the bathroom when he's by himself? Right? That's the main test. So, two is a person acting at home the way he acts out in the street, the way he acts in yeshiva? In yeshiva, he's a wonderful guy. He's very polite, very calm, very kind. I'll let you in front of me to walk through the door. The yeshiva, very nice, always speaks in a very nice way. Wears a red nose. But at home, turns it to right. Yeah. Which one's the real thing? Which one's the real thing? Now he's going to argue, no, I'm the kind that at home they upset me, they annoy me, they stress me out, and that's why really I'm a very wonderful person. It's just that my wife doesn't understand me. Hefe, it's not true. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. That's the real person. And the person at yeshiva is just for show. Job shouldn't happen to any of us. What a shame. Lots of prayer. Okay, let's do a little bit more. B'chum ha'shvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amer Moshe L'tzavot et Aaron Lakot et Afar Ha'aretz. In B'chum ha'shvot, Moshe tells Aaron to hit the dust of the ground. U'mina afer yotzim nechilim shel kinim. And from that came out the lice. Zomakat kinim ha'mefosam. This is the plague of lice that we know about. Nishala t'sheila, so we can ask a question on this. Why was this plague done through Aaron and not through Moshe? Moshe is the one who's meant to bring the plagues. Why did Moshe say, I'm a bit busy right now. Aaron, you do this one, I'll do the next. Right? No. So why did he do it through Aaron? So Rashi explains. Alamakor, he says, Lo ya afar kedai lel kot al yidei Moshe lefi she hegen alav sheharagat haMitzri v'itmanehu b'chol b'laka al yidei Aaron. It wasn't fitting for Moshe to make the plague himself because the dust, the earth, the land of Egypt protected Moshe when it hid the body of the Egyptian that he killed, and therefore the plague came through Aaron. From here we can learn how far we need to go in the midah of hakarat hatov, being appreciative. Sharei afar hu domem, because behold, the dust is something domem. It's domem means in science class when you're in school. When you're 5 years old, I don't know how old, 6 years old, right? There's three types of things: alive, dead, and never alive. So domem is that third one.
So inanimate.
Inanimate. There we go. Domem.
Like a rock, like.
Yeah, I mean literally something doesn't speak, right? Well, not there's lots of things that don't speak, but domem is right. The earth is. So if we're taught this is earth, and you have to show appreciation even to something inanimate. And it certainly didn't help Moshe because of its own free will. Right? The afar doesn't have free will, but it decided of its own free will to help Moshe. And because you decided to help me, I'm going to be nice to you. No, not for sure. Ela ze tibor, it's just its nature. Sheh shalit mon bodibarim, that you can hide stuff in there. V'hatova sheh asal Moshe, and the kindness which it did for Moshe, nasemi lele, was done automatically. And furthermore, that thing happened more than 60 years beforehand, or 60 years ago already. And nevertheless, Hashem did not want Moshe to hit the ground on account of the good thing which it did for him. And even though at the end of the day the kindness was done to Moshe through a little bit of earth that was over there, it was still necessary for him to show a kindness, appreciation to all of the dust in the whole world. It wasn't the same piece of dust that over here that I'm going to hit now. Why do you want to say that I have to show kindness to this piece? Because something over there in a different part of the city helped me out? Yes? Mikan lomdin et godel hachiyuv. From here we learn the greatness of the obligation. Shel hakarat hatov ela amako. Of the greatness of the need to be appreciative. Vat heichan advar magim. And how far these things reach. Kol bezrat Hashem. We will continue next week after Purim.